You're listening to Z 98.7 FM. I'm Moni Eno, and here is your PC News. Hello, hello, Piedmont. Welcome back this Monday, March 9th. I hope everyone got some vitamin D over spring break because it's looking pretty gloomy and rainy outside here in Demorest, Georgia. We will get into your weather forecast a little later after the news and sports. Educators and education students are invited to attend a one-day conference Saturday, March 14th at the Piedmont Demorest campus called the Piedmont Educator Renewal Conference, better known as PERC. The event will focus on timely issues and trends in education. Mass Communications Graduate Assistant Jesse Sutton had this to say about the upcoming event.
At PERC, Kristen Haynes and I will be discussing how to implement various technologies into the classroom, specifically middle school math classrooms. And we have this awesome idea where we're going to go in and we're going to discuss first implementation strategies. And then second, we are going to allow teachers who come to actually work with Minecraft themselves, hopefully in the Mac Lab, so that they can see as a student how they can use Minecraft to do things like surface area or other types of math topics for middle schoolers.
This is Piedmont's third annual PERC event. The cost of the conference is $40 for teachers and $10 for students. The conference will kick off at 8 a.m. and conclude by 3:30 p.m. And also on March 14th, Piedmont College will be hosting a one-day conference in Athens called the Lillian E. Smith Symposium on Arts and Social Change. To speak at the event will be Piedmont's own Barbara Brown Taylor, CNN correspondent John Blake, political commentator Bill Shipp, professor and author Dr. Imani Perry, and former U.S. Congressman C. Donald Johnson. The symposium will be held from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, March 14th at the Piedmont Athens campus. And later down the road, on April 10th through the 12th, Piedmont will host an alumni weekend. All Piedmont College alumni and friends are invited to attend the three-day reunion that will include food, soccer matches, socials, award banquets, tours, and theater performances. For a complete schedule, those interested can visit www.piedmont.edu/alumni-events. That's all the news I have for you this Monday, but don't trust that dial and keep listening here on Z98.7 FM, the student-run radio station at Piedmont College. I'm Moni Eno.